Vayter in Shas Rin Chul and Daf Yud Gimel Pion Yud Beis Mabeis but Abam and a page but 8 lines up at the 2 dots. Amar Rav Chir Bar Abba Boi Rav Yochanan Katan Yesh Lo Machshava In Lo Machshava. Does a Katan have Machshava or not? What does that mean? Of course a Katan can think. The question is it called halachically significant this thought? And Rashi says Kegon B'Shchitas Kachim. You need to have Kavana. The boy Kavana. Kelefina B'Shmaitz the Kamaitz the Zvachim. Like it brings in the very beginning of Zvachim. Daf base v'shachat katan ola l'shma mi havi kavana or lo? Like, do we consider like it's actually kavana or not? Amar le Rabbi Ami v'tibayle ma'isa. What about asking? Do they have ma'isa? In other words, does their ma'isa do anything? Meaning, if let's say you don't know, they don't tell you what they're doing, but they do act in a way that it's clear that it seems to be clear that they're doing something for the right reasons. L'shma, is that considered enough? Right? Why aren't you asking that? So what's an example of that? Let's say the Rashi points out, let's say you have a kid who's standing in the Azara. Oh, we know that Shechitas Kachem have to done in the Tzafon has been in the north part of the Azara. If he's an animal in the south part, he walks to the north part, is his Maisa Mochiach that he's doing it for the right reasons. Tiboyle Maisa. Maishna Doloka Mikbayle. Why didn't you ask about Maisa? Must be the Tanakh is going to the Mishnah. Yesh Lehen Maisa. They have Maisa. And their Maisa is Mochiach. But Machshava Nami. Right, Loti Bailey, you shouldn't ask a question either. The time, because in the same mission, says ain't la machshava. Doesn't have a machshava. They don't have machshava. The Tanan. Ha'olon va'arimun va'agos. Let's say you have these things. That's just prihu. It's olon is a type of pre, and that is an acorn. Acorn, a pomegranate, and walnut. Shechakakum tinokos lamud bahen offer. Let's say a kid hollowed out in order to measure sand in it. Oshis kinum lekapozayim, or he fixed it to be on the as a kapozayim, as a side of a scale. Tamein, they're able to be mekabel tuma. Rashi says mekabel tuma. Bnei sheish lahem ma'isa, because they do have ma'isa. Rashi says kigon zeh shemayasein mochichem. Their ma'isa is mochiach. They're l'shem kli niskav. They don't mind doing for a kli. The gam heim omer. They also omer kid. They also say so. V'ish kan ma'isa umachshava hamoridin osol l'toris kli. That brings into a toris kli. So we see that the Mishnah says straight up. Peep, turn the page. Ein l'machshava. They do not have machshava. What does it mean machshava? Kigon matza l'klipas egos. They found it as it was, and then they thought about it they're going to measure it, or even if they measured with it, but Ella Shalol Asaba Maisa L'Shem Kli and do a Maisa for it, then it's not considered something, right? Okay. So therefore, why are you asking one if you don't ask the other? Because you have the answer. You have the answer too. Amalei says, no, Machshava greater to Lokomi Baile. I'm not asking about a katan that had a thought alone. Because that alone, that does not chashiv, right? The Mishnah, like the Mishnah taught us. Right? It says, the Shmialeha, that we learned that. Ki komi Baile, what exactly am I asking? Machshavto nikeres mitoch maisav. If his thought was clear through his actions. He never asks whether or not a katan, he says it straight out, where there's no action, has legal significance. As the Mishnah says, clearly shows that if you have intent in such a case, it's not going to be significant. He's asking about a case where a katan doesn't act that seems to show a certain kavana, but he doesn't actually express his thoughts. Can we interpret this unexplained action as considered as kavana? Right? If Yochanan wants to know, is that the case or no? And, right, so what do we see? Machshavto, kigon, da hava kaima ola bedarim. Like we say, let's say they're all sitting in the south. Vas you up itself in the shakta. And a miner brings up to the north and there's shchit over there. My, what's going to be doing in such a case? Does this carbon count to the owner towards his chiev or not? Do we say mi da atzia b'tzafon v'shachad because of the fact that he brought this cup and brought it to the tzafon and then he shechted it over there? Therefore, ichavin la, he had kavana for it clearly. Odema makom hu d'lo istramilei. No, maybe we just moved over there because he didn't have a good spot over there in the south side. And if we wanted to get back to a good spot, Rashi says lo near be'inav makom harishon. He didn't like it, but lavdafka, that's the reason. Ayha nami amar Rabbi Yochanan chadas imna. Says, well, what are you talking about? But this didn't also Yochanan already say. This mission is talking about the idea of being hechsher l'tuma, right? The meaning of the food can become tuma unless it actually becomes mochsher l'kabat tuma, and that's through the seven liquids: yad, shachat, dam, yayin, shemen, tal. Yad. Shem. Yain, dam, shemen, chalav, tal, dvash, mayim. Those are seven liquids. It's something that touches That's the difference between Makabel Tumah. But it has to be that you actually want it to get wet. If you don't want it to get when it gets wet, then it's not going to actually do anything for it. The Tamar Tana Mishnah. Mayla Pir, Sav L'gag M'pnei Achanim. If somebody takes his produce, he puts it onto the roof, and he wants to get rid of the bugs. Then Rashi says, Kutsunch. Shabbapolim Adoshim that are in like these beans and in the lentils come over to Hiakinam. They want to get rid of this stuff. Yorin Aleim Tal, and then dew comes upon it. Einam b'chiyutan. It doesn't fall into the category of b'chiyutan, that when liquid comes upon it, that you want it to be. Rashi said, "Delo nichalei." You don't want it b'hai tal with this dew. V'lo have a hechsher lo ridan lidei tamasa. Doesn't not machshet in order to now fall into a state where it can come tamei im yag yiga b'hem sheretz. If a sheretz goes and touches it, achir zman d'be'inam kiyutan dumid chiyiten d'nichalei. Kiyiten is from a pasuk that you actually want it be. You want this something to happen, not that it should happen in a way that you don't want it. Because the pasuk says b'chiyutan mayim alzer of enough lamin of lasam alav tamei ulechem of water is put onto a seed, and any part of the dead body goes and touches it, falls upon it, it's going to tell me, which means it has to be that you actually want it to be. And this you don't want it. But in this kavin lekach, but if he had kavanah for this, for it to get wet, he wanted it to get wet, he wanted to tell them to get wet. Rashi says, v'im iskavin lekach, bein b'shal, hello, bein l'achim, he can't whether at the time he brought up or after the case, call them, she did not give a tell me, aleihem. Before the dew dries from upon it, harei hein b'chiyutan, then it falls into the kavin b'chiyutan. And it can be mekabel tuma ha'olam b'cheir shadav katan malasei of a cheir shadav or katan puts on a roof in order, you know, to stop from the bugs from the infestation. Avol bishin iskabel l'kach, even though they had a mind for the getting wet to happen after they bring it up to the roof, they are happy that it gets wet for the dew should go on it. Rashi says la'achas sheir the talalim ain b'chiyutan. It doesn't fall to the kav chiyutan. But they sheyesh lahem ma'isa because katanim they do have ma'isa. They ain't lahem machshava, but they don't have machshava. It's got to be he says it and he does an action along with it. V'yomer of Yochanan, Yochanan said, "Lo shanu ela shelo yipach mehem." This is only taught that a katan's, you know, thing thoughts are not chashav, only in a case where the miner didn't actually go and flip it over after it got wet, right? But let's say aval, but yipach mehem. If he did flip it over, then it's mechiyutan. So we're talking about he put it up over there and then it got wet afterwards. That doesn't work, even though he wanted it because nothing happened that stage. But if he actually put it up, then he does some sort of action on this, then actually does fall into the category of chiyutan, and therefore this knocks off this previous way that Rav Yochanan came along, and he explained it. Now, this is what we want to know. This is really the question. D'oraisa o d'rabbanan. We know that actually there's significance. The question is only is it d'oraisa or only d'rabbanan? Says Rashi, d'oraisa yivisam chinan Allah. And we're some mechana, afila l'kula, kagon b'ayin, d'le'el, b'havi ola midarim l'tzafon machshirei, o d'rabbanan hu, v'chumra ba'almahu, the alma rabbanan, nihavi maisa, it's a maisa, v'chi hefech behen, nihavi hechsher. Avu midaraisa lahavi maisa, it's not really a maisa, v'gavi ola d'kula hu, lo amru kain, shalo amru chachamim divreim, l'hakim v'divrei Torah, d'nimtsu okrin, elu l'hachmir v'lasos siyag. Right, so, the question, really what we're trying to figure out over here is, that the mashmos is, The inferred thought is considered only midarabanan. If it's only midarabanan, then it can affect only chumras, but it can't actually be do kulas. Right? So let's say midaraisa and ola has to be shechted for the sake of being an ola. So let's say a miner moved the ola from the south to the north, and then he shechted it. That's showing that he hadn't, you know, the proper intent when he shechted it. But if it's only significant on the derabanan level, this means that midaraisa, we don't recognize this idea. So he's not fulfilling his obligations of ola. Only midaraisa. Only with the raisa we would consider it significant that you fulfill its obligation. Right, on the other hand, it can only do a chumra even if its significance is only the rabbanan. So if katan brought the produce to the roof and it turns over and got wet, it's makabel tuma. Although with the raisa, we don't consider it significant. With the rabbanan, it is susceptible to tuma with the rabbanan. He taught like this. He asked, "A katan yesh lo ma'isa or ain't lo ma'isa? Does a katan have ma'isa? Does not have ma'isa?" Rabbi says, "What about why is he asking machshava? Ma'isa machshava the lokam yibayile? Why is he asking that? That's not ain't lo machshava. Why is he not having lo yibayile? The tan yesh lo ma'isa. Hachi kam yibayile? This is what he's asking. The raisa the rabbanan. So there's another way of learning it, and they learned it like straight up, and you know, skipped the whole middle part." And he answered like this: Ishal Ma'isim Afilu Midoraisa. The Ketanim have Ma'isim even Midoraisa. If the Ketanim declared that he's moving an Ola from the south to the north because the Shechita has been done in the north, and then he actually moved it, then Midoraisa, the Shechita for the sake of an Ola, is good. Ain la Machshava Afilu Midorabanan, but they don't have the idea of Machshava. They have Ma'isa, but they don't have Machshava Afilu Midorabanan. So him saying that he's going to use the shell as a kli doesn't help at all. Even midarabanan, the shell is not considered a kli and doesn't mekabel tuma. Machshavtoni keres mitoch ma'isa. What about a case of a machshava that's clear from his ma'isa? Midaraisa ain lo. The din is midaraisa. No, he doesn't have a doesn't apply. It's not considered chashav. Midarabanan yeshal. Midarabanan no, he does. It's considered chashav. How do we know? Where do we see that if someone does shechita but misasik, you know, he doesn't realize what he's doing, he doesn't realize that it happens, then what's going to be the din? It's possible. Rashi says, "Klomer minayin the misasik shapasul bekachem kigon misasik besakin." Like, be you holding a knife, you just happen to pick it up or you throw it, and ends up shechting kachem shalom niskavin l'shum shechita. You never did kavanah at all for any sort of shechita. Aval niskavin l'shum shechita ba'alma kasher. Aval shalom allah lebayilim l'shem chova. It's just not going to remember for if you had mind for the shechita, but then it's going to be kasher, but that's all l'shem chova. Shenemar v'shachet es ben es ben habakar. It says he will shecht the ben habakar. Shetei shchita l'shem ben habakar. Amar lo, he said to him, zubi adenu. This was already, we already had this. La'akim minayim. That we know is l'chatchila, but I don't know if it's not going to work even b'diyaved. Lir tzonchem tizbachuhu. You should shecht it according to your will, which in sentimin l'daitchem tzvachuhu. It's got to be done l'das. Zog the next heiliga mishnah. Ay, 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 mishnah. Wah, 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 wah. Shechita sovik achavim nevela. If a guy goes in his shechs, his shechita is a nevela. Says Rashi, afilu kehil chas v'chim romaso. Even though the problem people are watching him, umetame b'masa, and it's also umetame through masa, through carrying. Rashi says, b'gemara, parach pshita, is going to say, obviously, in our base. A Torah says that a nevela brings tumah to a person who carries it, even if he doesn't actually touch it. It's on something else, on 10 different things you're carrying, and you're moving it, it's in a box, whatever it is, you still become tummy. Since the Mishnah just said that when a guy shechs, it's going to be a nevela, this seems to be that it's obvious that's what's going to be the case. The Gemara is going to say what's coming to teach you. Says Gemara, nevela in. It says that if it's shechted by a guy, it's a nevela. Isra na, lo. But to say that it's a shemana, it's not a shemana. Mantana. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Amar b'chia b'rebni Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, the look of Eliezer, not look of Eliezer. The E, Rabbi Eliezer. It would go against what he says in another place that stam machshava over kachavim is for avodah zarah. Rashi says the kaman ba'ashochet and the flam b'chesam beis that afilu shachta Yisrael etzarich over kachavim asura bahana shestam machshava over kachavim la'avodah kachavim. So that would be of a bit of a problemos. This is the Gemara learned that a Mishnah says that an animal shechted by a guy is going to be mutar b'hana. Tana of a Mishnah can't be Rabbi Eliezer because according to him, the animal shechted by a guy is assumed to be for avodah zarah, and therefore it's also b'hana as well. Rabbi Ami Amar Achi Ketani, remember, says this is what the Mishnah is saying. Shechita sovik hachavim nevela. If an avodah zarah goes in the shechta, it's a nevela. Ha d'min l'avodah kachavim, implying that what's shechted by a min. That is, someone who's, this is also could be a Jew, could be a min, right? And is done for avodah zarah, and therefore it's going to be usher for everyone behana. Tanina l'ha the Tanur Rabbanim. We learned the Mishnah that we learned out. What's that? Bryce learned that from a Mishnah. It says, right, the point of the Mishnah is going to back up this din of the Bryce that it's saying, and that's what we come out with. Says Rashi. Shechitas min l'avodas kochavim. What's shechted by a min is assumed to have been shechted for avodah zarah. Right, Rashi says shechitas min di Yisrael. V'kosh kentu v'kochavim. V'amastis en mi'a bi Yisrael kaima. Talking about Yisrael, mitika amer peyosav tevalim ubanav mamzeim, like we're going to see. Okay, so now, shechitas min l'avodas kochavim. Pito pas kusi is bread. It's like the bread of a kusi, and therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. If it's bread, it's the bread of a kusi. Clearly, you can't have some of that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Yain Nesach, because Yain is considered Yain Nesach. Sfarav Sifrei Kusman, his books are considered like
books of Kusman. And this is, Rashi says, Nevi'ei Baal, the L'shem Avodas Kochavim, so they're written for Avodah Zarah. The Hachi Nami Amrina Mesachas Gittin Gittin, that Sefer Torah, Shekasvu Min, Yisarfa Min, writes it, you go ahead, and what do? You burn it. Burn that thing. Even as Shem Hashem in it, you go and you burn it. Perus of Tefalim, his perus are considered Tevel. And V'yishomrim, some say that Af, beep, turn the page. You give him a base. Banov Mamzerim, his children are considered Mamzerim. She says, She'eno Makbid al Ishto. Mafkir is not Makbid his wife, and he's Mafkir his wife, to whatever it is. So the Gemara says, why does Tanakama the Beisa not say this? This idea of Tanakama, Ishto, a low mafker. He knows that even though he's doing all this stuff, he's not mafker, his wife. So the Tanakhama doesn't consider the children to be mamzerim. Amar, shchita of his kacham nevela. It says that the shchita of a guy is nevela. It's not going to be also bahana. So now, says the Gemara, v'necha shema minhu, shouldn't be worried that it should be really us even bahana. Let's say that maybe this guy who shechted is a min. And then for a shchita of this animal, it should be like for a vodazor, and therefore it should be aser. Says Rashi, min, zeh ha'aduk v'avodas kocham, someone is like attached to a avodah zarah. U'min Yisrael chamor mimomer l'avodas kocham. A min Yisrael is even more chamor than a mumer for avodah zarah. Sha'min aduk ba v'chomach shosav ba. The min is like, he's so attached that all his thoughts are on it. It's the Gemara, Rav Nachman and Rabbah. Baravua ain minim beuma sovikacham. There's no minim by the goyim, so we're not worried that the goyim maybe a min. I have a chazinadika. What are you talking about? We say that there are minim that are goyim. What do you mean? Now ima ain rove of the chacham minim. The majority of them are not considered minim. Rashi's hilka chavaluhu minim miuta lemiuta lochashin. We're not choshes from yet. Sovelakiha damer Rav Chia Barava damer Rav Yochanan. The goyim outside of Israel are not of the Zarniks. They're not of the Zarniks. Elaminig of a same be damned. They're just, you know, following what their forefathers did. Right? What are they doing? They're doing these things by just habit. They're not actually really connected to what we're doing. So even the more ideologically committed brethren in Eretz Yisrael are not so devoted that we should say that every act of their shechita is in Avodah Zarah. So even a guy of Eretz Yisrael shechted an animal, you don't have to be concerned that he meant it for Avodah Zarah, as long as we don't know him to be a min. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Ben Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Ein Minim Ba'orim Sovei Kachavim, there are no Minim by the Ovei Kachavim, there's no min by a guy. Lamai, what are we talking about? What aspect of min? Ilem of the shechita, if you're talking about the same reference to shechita, that a goy min shechted is not considered to be for avodah zarah. What do you mean? Hashav shechitas min di Yisrael amayta asira. You say that if a Jew is going to be aser. So what? The dovid kachavim. You buy, you have to say that it's going to be, if it's shechted by a goy that's a min, it's going to be. A goy min is certainly more devoted to his avodah zarah than a yid. So if the Jewish min's kavana during the shechita of the animal is that we assume it's avodah zarah, then obviously that of a guy is also going to be considered that as well. Ella le moriden. If you mean we're talking about the case of pushing him down, moriden, what does that mean? Le avodah zarah, that a min is considered to be a problem, that if you have the opportunity, push him down into a pit and let him die over there. Now maybe then you're going to say that Rav Nachman meant that one can push only a Jewish man into it, but not a guy. Hash to the Yisrael Maridan Ovi Kachav Mi Bai. Do it for a Jew, of course you do it for a guy. Amar Rav Ukva Barchama Lekavim Carbon. It means reference to accept from them a carbon. You can't accept a carbon from a Jewish man. But we do it from a guyish man. All right. So Rashi says a carbon, carbon, the carbon, carbon, mikulam. The pasuk says that when a man Adam kiyakrim mikem carbon l'Hashem, and not all of you. The Hotzias Mummer, that means we exclude a Mummer, that's a Jew, who went off from Grimri the carbon. Mikem, Bochem Chilakdem, that's among you, Israel, I have distinguished between the concept of a Mummer and not. Lovik Chabin, not of Chabin. Mimai, where do you learn out that the Brisa means to matir accepting the carbon from a guy, even if he's a min? Demahachar, Midasim, Midasim, Yisal, Mitzadi, Mitzadike, Kabil, from Jews.
then we're going to accept it from the Tzaddikim, Merishayi, Lozakabah. We're not going to accept it from Rishayim, Aval Boviko Chavim, Klal Klalo. Maybe we're not going to accept it from them at all, even if they're righteous. Lozakadayach. Now, you wouldn't have thought such a thing. The Tanya will learn it in the Brisa. Ish, the Pasuk says, Ish rebakes his soul, bin hager, be sold, share of carbon, lechon, the drain, bechon, the vassam, a share, kuvil, Hashem, leola. Right, so the Pasuk says, Ish. What's coming to say when it seems like everyone, the rabbis of Chacham, including over Chacham, should know the Nedarim and Nedavos Yisrael. They can vow to give a Nedarim and Nedavos just like a Jew. Next part of the Mishnah. We said if it's shechted by a guy, then it's going to be metame b'masa by carrying it with metame. Pshita, kevin de devel he metame masa. If it's a vela, then it's going to be metame masa. Rashi says kedichsev. If I know says nivlasa of afal pishalonaga, even when you're carrying it without touching it. Amravachi katani. If he says, I mean, rather, this is what it means to say. Zu metame b'masa. This is going to be metame through carrying. There's other things in Tama. Even my ohel, even if you're not touching it, you just come into a room and you're under the same roof of it. Ohel is still going to be ve'ezo. And what's that? What are we talking about? Zutakroves, avoda, avodas kochavim, ukarev Yehuda ben Beseret. This is talking about takroves, avoda zara, Nick, right? The stuff when it goes going to Yehuda ben Beseret, who says that avoda zara stuff is metama even. And it's under a roof. Igadami, some say, this is going to be through carrying. Because it's something similar to that. So, Matam of Masa, Vedam of Ball, and there's a Matam of Ball, Vedam of what is that? Tikrov is over to Kacham, the local Yudam Miser. It's not like a Yudam Miser, Tikrov is over to Nalikim. The Tanya, Yudam Miser, Omer, Benayan, the Tikrov is over to Kacham, Shi Matam of Ball. How do you know that these things are Matam of Ball? Most I remember is it says, Vayitsam do the Baal Poor vehicles of Chemason. The Pusik says, and they attach themselves to Baal Poor and eat sacrifice of the dead. And the Pasuk is comparing the Avodah Zarah to the dead to teach what? Ma meis metam bo'ol. This is the dead body, does it? Is metam bo'ol under a roof? Av tikrov, it's over to metam bo'ol as well. Zog t'nek seen l'mishka. Ha'shochet b'layla, someone who shechs at night time. You do it at night, you start to shech at night. V'chein esum shechar, also a blind person who shechs at shechita, so share the shechita is kasher. Says the Gemara, ha'shochet, that implies what? Di'avid in, l'chetchila lo. That implies it's only b'di'avid if you did it. But l'chetchila, no, Rashi says, chila lo yishchot b'layla, shema lo yishchot ruba, v'halo yedai. Maybe you didn't do the majority, you don't actually know. Ramini, I believe a brisa that says, seems to be not like that. That what Leolam Shochtin says you can always shech. Whether it's at day or it's at night. Whether it's on the top of the roof or on the top of a boat. Don't do it over there. Don't you think they're doing it to the officer of the sea? Since he's catching the body, he's doing it for Avodah Zarah. You do on a roof. He's doing it for the legions of the heavens. Oh, in Mekabel Bekli, I call you and Shia Shalol Litanif. That's a guy. Everyone knows you're not going to want to get it dirty. Vein kind chashad. Besfina Nami, I call you and the Kevin the Besfina who. Al Karcho, who shochet the Tochayam, he's going to the Yam. She Yevshar, Lola Tavis, you just want to make it all dirty. But the point is, you said that you could do Lechatchila, Diabidiavid, you could check it in the nighttime, but Lechatchila you can't. But we see over here that Lom Shochet, Domeva Yom, Melayla, Memesfina, which means you could do Lechatchila at night. Amar Papa, Beshavuka, Kenegno. When is that true? Rashi is hard to tell you, Shochet, Melayla, Lechatchila, Beshavuka, Kenegno, Umasnisim, Beshavuka. Zavuka is a big flame and torch there, so clearly you can see. Turn a light on, you can do it at night. The chetchila. But if not, then you can't do it, you're going to do it with the oven. If it's done, it's done. Amar Vashi, Dekanami, has to learn itself from itself. The Katani Hasam Dumya Deyom, because over there in the Brisa it says that nighttime you can let it do it, but it's similar to the daytime. Vahacha, and therefore it's Dumya Lechetchila. Vahacha Dumya Desuma, it's compared to like a Suma, to a blind person. That shouldn't be doing it. Shema Amina, and if they did it, but the evidence is going to work. And therefore, our Mishnah is talking about with nighttime shechting is done in the dark, and that's only be the evidence. Okay, my. When you don't have a vuka. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.